like anyone even noticed that I was gone.
And you are?
Yeah. What's this guy coming in here?
I
want to
say Scott.
Scott, yes. Scott Havhager, your new host here. I was. It's always weird coming back from a longer vacation, like a week I was gone, and I'm just trying to get acclimated again here, everybody. But I do know one thing. This is Over the Back Fence, and this is the show. If you're looking to buy or sell things, talk about any number of events happening in our area in central Wisconsin here, anything else you want to chat about, this is the show. 424-2600 is the number to call. And it's good to be back, of course, but vacations are always nice, except when you get it. I always get that. Does this happen to you? I'm not talking to you about vacations. You don't even know. You never leave. But when you get, you come, there's a little nervousness after you've been gone for a while, you know, and it's like you come back, and it's been every job that I've ever worked. I felt this way. You come back and it's, do I remember how to do stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You know? It may seem weird. It's because it's only a week, but you get so out of your routine. You're doing all kinds of different stuff. You're in a different place completely, like my family was. Man, it's weird coming back sometimes.
We rely on muscle memory a lot more than I think we realize. Mm-hmm. And it's never pressed harder than in those situations where those things that are just routine for you. And all of a sudden it's kind of like, oh, wait a minute. I got to slow down a little bit. This is not just falling into place easily. But it'll you know, that is the nice thing about that muscle memory, too, is it doesn't take as long to get back into the swing of things.
It's fine. I'm already feeling comfortable back in the chair here, ready to roll on for the hour here. Actually, I do want to talk a little bit about my vacation because it was really good because I was able to visit my father-in-law.
Yeah, for the audience may not know, where'd you go?
Went to Ohio, the eastern side of Ohio there, which is my father-in-law lives in New Philadelphia, which is about 30 minutes away from Canton, a little town in Ohio that's known for, you know, a very specific thing.
Football.
I have to say, and my father-in-law, huge football fan. He's Mr. Football. He loves football. Mm. Any kind, he'll watch it. Doesn't matter what it is. And so he's like, yeah, we're going to the Football Hall of Fame. Yeah, we're going. Yeah. You're not even, you don't get a decision. Yeah, we're all going. So, which, I mean, it was great. Having the boys with this time. Mm-hmm. And they're at an age now. They loved seeing all the history. They have a lot of videos about the history of the game, about the NFL. And so you get to go in that, you know, the rotunda now. They've got a big history exhibit there. Lots of great stuff. One of my heroes, I got to see a lot of him, Ernie Nevers, one of the first big stars in football.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff from him that was there. Some of his old jerseys and things. Some great stuff. They have a big crate that says Duluth Eskimos on it. From the NFL had a team in Duluth at one point that Ernie Nevers played for. Of course, he was from Minnesota. He lived in Superior, Wisconsin. That's where he grew up.
Oh,
high school, too. So, very Midwestern guy. Plus, my favorite note about Ernie Nevers, he was a pitcher in the majors for the St. Louis Browns. And his claim to fame, he wasn't a great pitcher, but he gave up two of Babe Ruth's 60 home runs in 1927. That's his big baseball claim to fame.
Yep. One of those ones that once the soreness goes away of giving up those home runs, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to be attached to that, I imagine.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's cool.
Did the boys enjoy the Hall of Fame?
They did. They're not big football. You know, they like watching like the Super Bowl and stuff like that, but they're not big football guys in terms of watching it every week. Now, that may change. We'll see what happens. They are both have already been indoctrinated. They're both Packer fans. I didn't even really try because I knew it was going to be nearly impossible to try to get it, especially in Wisconsin with all their friends being Packer fans and everything. So. Yeah. I wrote that one off to experience, but they got to see, you know, like I said, they were more interested in the history and stuff. Mm-hmm. They got to check out, you know, when you get to the Hall of Bust, the actual hall itself, which is very, very cool. Mm-hmm. And I have to give James a little stuff there because I did see, you know, I was like, oh, I got to get at least one for James here, a picture of one of them. So I got Sweetness.
That was so nice.
Walter Payton's bust. Sent a picture of that, which you told me you think it was really good.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break of talking, and we're going to take a phone call right now. And let's take our first caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, thank you. Chuck Bruder, 609 First Street in Nacoosa. And I'm cleaning out my garage, and I got a whole bunch of stuff, and it's a big deal, and barter, and you can Jew me down. Sorry for the thing. But anyhow, 609 First Street, I'm cleaning out my garage. I'm trying to get rid of everything in there. And you come on by 609 First Street today and be ready. Oh, and I got about 7 barrels of wood. It was a stump that I dug up about 3-4 years ago. But there's probably 6 garbage cans full of wood, and there will be the biggest deal you ever got. It'd be good for campfire or fireplace. Okay, there's more, but I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that. If you're looking for some deals, 609 First Street in Nacoosa, cleaning out his garage. Got lots of stuff there, plus some firewood. If you're interested, head on down there. And if you're looking for some deals.
Unfortunate choice of words by the gentleman there. I appreciate that he caught himself and he corrected it. I am not one of those people who wants to cancel everybody that does things like that. I understand that older generations use certain terms and such. I just have to say, though, as a Jewish man, a very proud Jewish person, that stuff needs to go away.
Yeah.
Catch yourself like that gentleman there and there when we're still using these phrases. Kick it out of your dialogue. It has no place in American society. It has no place in society. Never did.
In general.
Especially going forward here.
Yes.
Another note, we're not the only ones that like money. Can we get over this? The idea that, like, the stereotype of Jews like money. Like, is there a creed that doesn't?
I was going to say.
What are you talking about here? What are we saying,
like,
actually?
Money?
Okay. So the Irish don't. Is that what you're saying here, basically? Like, get out of here with that. Jews are the idea that we're the only penny pinchers. Please.
Please.
Every creed. You know who else was penny pinchers? Everybody. The dumbest stereotype. All stereotypes are pretty silly, but that
when
is
you,
one of the more
think
ridiculous
about it,
ones.
It really, really is.
Well, this is the interesting thing about stereotypes that Jews deal with that are so different than any other race or creed. And I'm not saying it's worse or better. I'm just saying different. When you talk about most stereotypes, let's say the laziness attached to a certain creed or whatever. With Jewish people, it's always conniving. It's always mischievous. It's always these things, like they're working underhandedly. We control the media and all these things and stuff. It's never, it's a very different ballgame, anti-Semitism, as opposed to racism or feminism or sexism in these things.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, I'm not saying it's better or worse, just identifying these things are how we correct them in society and make it a better world for everybody. There ain't nobody deserve to have prejudices about them.
No.
And again, it's just kind of ridiculous. It doesn't make any darn sense.
It never did. It never really did make sense. It's just a way to separate. This is to exclude. Yeah,
that's all those things are trying to do is divide and conquer.
Exactly. So well said, my friend. Thank you.
Your trip. Now you luckily didn't have a time zone huge difference to deal with or any of those things.
Not really.
But you still got to get back in the swing of things.
Yes, we do.
How did that go over the weekend?
It went well. You know, we decided instead of taking like a one long big day. You know, our kids are not quite at the age where you can just say, let's go to Memphis, in one day, a 10-hour trip. We can't do that yet, that kind of thing. And actually, to be fair, we don't really want to do that either. So we split it, and that helps a lot. If you're not doing like one big, long car trip kind of thing from where we were to here, it's a nice, you know, couple of day drive, and there's no problems. It was a nice trip, too. I mean, we didn't have much weather problems or anything like that either. So
sounds like a great trip, but really good to sleep in your own bed again.
Of course.
That kind of thing.
It's always better to do that.
Yeah.
It is.
I did want to say real quick.
Yep.
I have not gotten the Football Hall of Fame is the only one I've been to. I was in junior in high school when I went.
Wow. Right.
And Beth was saying how much it's changed just in a couple of years. I can't imagine how much different it is now. That is a really cool place to go.
It is. And we also went to a Pirates game because Pittsburgh is actually that pretty close to where they were. Right. It was a terrible game. The Pirates got just smashed by the Braves, but it's fun. It was fun.
Going to a
game.
Yeah.
I have a fun travel story too. When we get back here.
Good.
But first,
good.
Let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Hello there. We are looking for somebody to paint the outside of our house. And it's a paint stain that we use. And we have vinyl cladded windows, so they wouldn't have to paint the windows. And it's just to paint the boards. And it's a 1,400 square feet home. And our telephone number is 715-886-3654.
886-3654.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
They're looking for someone to help with a little painting on the outside of their house, if that's something you can do for them. 886-3654 is the number to call for that. So while we were traveling, Beth does most of the driving. I don't like to drive. Mm. Beth likes to drive, and she likes being in control and everything. So I'm basically the navigator. You know, I'm the one making sure we go, which is, again, dangerous because I have a terrible sense of direction. But I did something this trip coming back that I thought was very indicative of where we are with technology. Mm. So, of course, we use GPS like everyone else. We get on the phone, you know, just help you get through around accidents and stuff. And it was very helpful. But at one point, I was looking for something on a map. So I grabbed the Atlas that we had, and I opened up, we're in Illinois at the time, so I opened it up to Illinois, and I was looking for, well, where are we going to stop for lunch kind of thing, let's look up a little bit further up the road, and so I see the city that I want to, that I want us to possibly stay at, but I'm like, oh, can I see this in more detail? I almost put my hand on the map and did the pinch outward to make it bigger. Yes, yes. Almost. I caught myself right before I did, and I was like, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
I do real radio like you do, Seth, like we do here at WFHR. We're honest with the audience. We never hold back. This is the one thing I'm not going to be honest about, how many times I've almost done that. I am not confident enough on the air to say how many times today I've almost done that, let alone you are a brave friend. We do it. How many of us are guilty of that one?
I just realized that, too, as I was thinking about it. I'll just do the... What are you doing? What are you doing, man?
I saw somebody do that to a map, only they were talking to it. Hey, Siri,
So don't feel bad, everybody. Yeah, if you do something, we're just so used to it now.
It's so bad.
Oh, but my goodness. Oh, good grief.
There's it felt good, though, just hearing somebody say, I pulled out an Atlas.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just pulling out an Atlas. That feels good just to hear that again.
Well, you still need them. You still need that stuff because, well, let's look at GPS. I mean, it's hard to look ahead to where you're going. It's really good at showing you, right where you are, but you're looking at you really can't see where you're going kind of thing, like further down the road.
In the summer, when you're traveling to towns you're not familiar with and there's orange cone season, most of those GPSs don't update to that. Mm-hmm. They don't know, they're not aware of that. So that's where you really, that Atlas comes in handy.
We did. We hit it right when we were going down there. We had outside of Madison, there was an accident. And a really big backup. We're like, well, we let's try to get around this because, we have to get to a certain time. We weren't under a schedule or anything, but we wanted to keep going. And that's where we pulled out the map, the Wisconsin map, and said, oh, which way can we go? Yep, that's it. That's the alternate route. And it worked really well. So, yeah, always have the backups, everybody. Yeah. Make sure you have the maps in your car because you will definitely need it. All right, let's take another phone call here. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. Hey, I lost a trailer ramp on Ryan's Way or Lake Avenue out there by Kellner. If somebody found it, I'd appreciate a call. My number is 715-323-0257. Thank you.
323-0257. All right. Thanks for the phone call. Looking for a lost ramp. Okay, if you can help him out with that, 323-0257, give him a call if you found it, if you came across that. Another thing this show is good for, by the way, we've had, before I left a couple weeks, we had some people looking for a cell phone and kind of things, lost items. It's another great thing we can do here, 424-2600 on Over the Back Fence, so keep the calls coming in. One quick last thing before I let James go here, I did want to say about our trip that it's been a while since we've gone on a road trip like that. And I forgot that road trips like that can be a lot of fun. And they're a lot of work. You know, even though you're sitting in a car for many, many hours, that still takes a lot out of you.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get back, like on Saturday, you feel, oh, God, why am I so tired? I've been sitting in a car all day. Well, it's car lag. You know, it's like jet lag. It's something that's very real. But overall, it was a great trip. It was great to see my father-in-law. He's doing so well. We got to see a lot of historical sites in Ohio where we were for Moravian history. So if you're interested in Moravian history, what are Moravians? Yeah, I know that question's coming. I think we've talked about it enough on the air. I'm not going to go over it again. Sure. But it was just a nice, relaxing trip. Got to do a lot of fun stuff. So.
We certainly missed you around here. We're happy to have you back. I believe that the show, I kept it the way you left it. I tried to leave everything right where it was.
Yeah,
I did the dishes.
Good.
I did not get a chance to do the windows, though.
That's okay.
So otherwise, show should look just like it did when you left. Right, okay. Everybody? What we talked about last Friday, remember, everybody? It's the same as you left it. Don't get me in trouble, everyone. If anybody calls up, Seth, to tell you that I just spent this hour doing monologues and promoting my acting career, they're lying, okay? They're just lying. Don't lie to them, everybody. Please don't tell on me. Please don't tell on me. We're glad to have you back.
All items. We want to talk about events in the area. We'll be doing that in just a minute here. Also, anything else you want to talk about? This is your show. We want to fill up this hour as best we can. We'll look forward a little bit later. At the end of the show, we'll do a This Day in Music History mute song. We'll keep that up to date as well. So, but we want those phone calls right now. Keep them coming, everyone. Let's go ahead and jump into our mailbag for this Monday, August 29th. Wow, school is starting soon, everybody. We'll have to be talking about that later on in the week a little bit. We do have a request here from someone. Good day, they say. I am looking for two strong men to help me move from one apartment to another in the same building. About 2 hours of work helping their grandson. They are willing to pay $50 for each person. For 2 hours of work. Not exactly sure the date at this point, but it will be in early September. They will call those I hear from as soon as they know. If you are interested in this, they have left a phone number, 886-4131, 886-4131. This is located in Nakusa. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over this a couple of times. Throughout the next week to see if anyone is available. If we hear from the person who is in need, thank you very much for letting us know if you fill that position, because we would like to know. That's a great thing. Neighbors helping neighbors. That's it for the mailbag today. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, you can get it to us here at our studios, 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids. You can mail it here. You can drop it off in person. We'd love to see you. Our normal business hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. There is no price limit on items, but we do ask that you limit it to 3. You can also email that information to otbf at wfhr.com. If you get it to us before 8 a.m., we will get it on the air that very same day. Please include your contact information. That phone number is very, very important. If you give us a good description, kind of like the want ad, I guess you could say, that we did today, that's very helpful for when we read it over the air. We are getting into our news and notes here in our calendar of events. As we come to the end of summer, we are going to be reading announcements from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. With some of the closures as they wrap up the season here. And we do have one coming up that we would like everyone to know about here. The Wood County beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend, and they will be closed for the season on Tuesday, September 6th. We hope you enjoyed the beaches this year, and they hope to see you again next year. All other park areas, including campgrounds, shelters, boat landings, disc golf courses, and walking trails, remain open through October 31st. And also, the Parks and Forestry main office will be closed for Labor Day. That's Monday the 5th. But I do want to remind everyone, fall is a beautiful time to enjoy the great outdoors. For more information on fall camping reservations and park shelter rentals, check out their new reservation system at parkreservations.woodcountywi.gov/parks. You can also check out information on their Facebook or Instagram pages. Just type in Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Or you can visit their website, co.wood.wi.us/departments/parks, for more detailed information. Also from the the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. ATV UTV updates at Northwood County Park in the town of Richfield. Park access will be off of Richfield Wood Road from the east. North Park roadways and parking lots on east side of Yellow River in the picnic area, which are open to vehicular traffic, are now open to ATV UTV traffic use as well. No ATV UTV traffic in undesignated areas, such as the walk trail, the beach areas, and the campgrounds. UTVs and ATVs are not allowed to enter the campground at any time for any reason. Keep that in mind, everybody. And again, if you have any questions, go to their website, like I mentioned before. If you have any specific questions, call them at 715-421-8422. That's 8422. One more announcement here. That the closure of the Hazelnut Trail between State Highway 173 and Ridgeline Rote Lane is currently closed as they are working on the trail there due to the ditch cleaning and some timber harvest activities there in an adjacent area. Check out for updates on when that will be completed on their website or go to their Facebook page for further updates on that as well. All right, let's head on over to some closures. Here's one that started last week, and it's going to be continuing through the middle of September. Single lane closures will occur in the westbound and eastbound lanes of East Riverview Expressway between approximately 700 feet east and west of Lincoln Street due to concrete saw cutting by the city. That's began today. Those single lane closures will be in the same defined area of East Riverview Expressway due to concrete patching as well by the city, and that's expected to be completed in approximately 3 weeks. So the